All right. A little bit handle the sugya of din kedima and bracha. Shteya Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Bey. Machlokes between Yehuda and Rabban. Hoyu lefan of minim harbe if Yehuda Omer neish b'nei min shiva Allahu mevarech. Mechachamim Omer mevarech leiz men sheyirta. When you have two minim that both have the same bracha, so it says of Yehuda, if one of the two minim is a min shiva, is one of the zayin minim, you should make a bracha on that min, and with that pack up the other min. Rather than chum or chelik, and they say mevarech leiz men sheyirta. Mark whichever one you want. Ulam is Mefarish and Gemara on Memalach and Alav. All my Ulam are places which are Berchatein Shavuot. Avu Mishayim Berchatein Shavuot, they are called Mefarish Hashem, Mefarish Hashem, Mefarish Hashem. The Gantz of Machlekes between the Yehuda and the Rabbanim is Dafka when it's Berchatein Shavuot. You have two minim that both have the same bracha. Both Ha'ei, both Adama. There is Machlekes with Gobaser, the Chavit with Gobaser, Ezra and Shirta, with Gobaser, Min Shiva. However, when it's Ein Berchatein Shavuot, Zivir Yakov Mefarish Hashem, Mefarish Hashem. If you have something which is Ha'ed and something which is Adama, there everybody agrees, Mevarech Hazeh V'chazeh Mevarech Hazeh. What does that mean? The Gemara doesn't tell us what that means. The Shal and the Rishayim. Taisus says, what does it mean, Mevarech Hazeh V'chazeh Mevarech Hazeh? It's more mistaver to say, the Gemara doesn't tell us what the Arach is. It's more mistaver to say that the Yochid is Moedah than the Rabbim than to say the Rabbim is Moedah to Yochid. Remela, we'd rather say that Yehuda is Maskin to the Rabbanim than to say the Rabbanim are Maskin to Yehuda. Memela will say that Rabbi Yehuda's matzah to the Rabbanim, Mevarech Hazeh, the Chavim, Mechayiv Mevarech Hazeh, then Mevarech on the other men. Even if the other men is a min shiva, he's matzah to the Rabbanim, he's Mevarech first on the Chavim, and then you're Mevarech on the min shiva. What does it mean, min Chavim? Says the Rosh. Lashon of the Rosh is, Im echad mehaminim Chavim tadir alav, afil reitza ato lecho min acher tilo, still you make Mevarech on the Chavim. Chavim means not specifically what I'm interested in eating at this exact moment. Rather, chavim is what generally is more chavim to me. If generally I like apples more than peppers, then I make a bracha that's considered a chavim. Even if right now I want the pepper, we go back to what is generally considered chavim. That is practice of machlekes. Tomorrow, Hemshech will see as machlekes amirayim b'daf reviewed on the Rabbanon. Practice how we go is with this mahalach of ulo. That the whole machlokes between Yehuda and Rabbanan is dafka b'shabrich ha'tein shavuot. But the ein brich ha'tein shavuot, kulei almas maskin the mevarech on the chavit first, and chavit, the Rosh explains, and Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing, chavit means the min which is chavit to you generally, even if right now you're not interested in eating it. Now, l'chor yish la'ayin b'zeh b'tarki. This machlokes, there are two things that are very shared. First of all, the dafka b'Yehuda. B'Yehuda holds b'shabrich ha'tein shavuot. When you have two minim that have the same bracha, you go use the zayin minim. Zayin minim, you make the bracha on the zayin minim. If so, what changes when ein bircha tein shavuot? How come Ulah says why ein bircha tein shavuot is masmul on the sudden and you go to the chavit? Kokama then he holds that there's a mile of the min shiva. So what's the difference between bircha tein shavuot and ein bircha tein shavuot? But this is a question that already the Rishonim address. So if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings down a Mordechai, Meshir Aleph. And the Mordechai says like this, Afilu be'in b'chetein shavuot, yesh levarach ala min shiva. He says, even by in b'chetein shavuot, you should make a bracha ala min shiva. Which l'chor answers our question, that even if you review the whole, even be'in b'chetein shavuot, you levarach ala min shiva. If you look at the Beis Yosef, he's ma'asbir the Mordechai, he understands that the Mordechai learns not like the rest of the Rishonim. The rest of the Rishonim will all learn that it's mustava to say, that Yehuda who's the Yachid, is ma'asbir to the Rabbanim, is the Rabbanim. The Mordechai learns Faker, no. The Ein Bechel Tein Shavuot, the Rabbanan who the Rabbim, I'm asking to review them. Then there you make a Min Shiva. You go back to the Min Shiva. So this is not going to help us too much, because then we'll have Shver Faker. That Lefi the Rabbanan, how come the Rabbanan holds by Bechel Tein Shavuot, you go back to the Min Chavuot? And by Ein Bechel Tein Shavuot, you can go back to the Min Shiva. Or Manusha. If they hold that one of them has more of a Maila than the other, so Chokama, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Min Shiva is a Maila, how come by Ein Bechel Tein Shavuot, you can ask to the Rabbanan? Or then Mordechai Fakir. How come the Rabbanan will be Masa Bermuda? But Rei Rishenim, the Beis Yosef already mentioned this, the Rei brings down Mordechai and says that Mordechai is a Das Yachid. Rei Rishenim learned that Yehuda is Masa Bermuda. Ein Bechai Tein Shabbos. You have two things, one is the Eitan, one is the Adama. Yehuda is Masa Bermuda, the Rabbanan, and you make a bracha on the Chavit first, and then you make a bracha on the Min Shiva. The Shaila is why. What happens to the Maila of Min Shiva? The second shrekhet that we have to understand is B'das Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds that you make, according to the way that the Rosh is Masber, Rosh is Ben-Yurina, the Masber, that the Rabbanan holds that you make a bracha on the Minim, which is Chavit, before the Minshim. The Shaila is, sometimes that you're making a bracha on the Min, which is Keneged the Min Zayin, not the Min Zayin, and also not the Min that you want to eat now. What's the Cheshbon, what's the Seichel to make a bracha on the Min, which is Chavit to you generally? Right now it's not Chavit to you. You're going Keneged the one which is Chashir, and Keneged the one which is the one that I want to eat right now. Sometimes you're making a bracha on the Min, which I don't want to eat now, and it's not the Min Shiva. What's the Svar of the What's the Svar of the Chavit? So if you look at the Rambam happens to learn not this way. This is the diet to know if you want to get up to halacha. They say it's according to this way in the Rambam. If you look at the Chaz Mishnah on the Rambam, Tarichas halacha gimel. He learns this way in the Chaz Mishnah also. He brings down the Rambam and he says the Rambam understands that Mavarach, the Lashon of the Gemara is, B'shei Ibech HaShem Shabbos Zirach Kol Mavarach HaZeh, HaKadosh Mavarach HaZeh. The Mavarach on this one and then the Mavarach on that one. It doesn't, and Lashon of the Mishnah also, Chalim. So Chalim Mavarach HaZeh, Eich Mihen Shiyurtem. The Rishenim understand, most of the Rishenim understand, Eich Mihen Shiyurtem means the one which is Chalim to. On that, Chalim means, which one is generally Chalim. The Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam understood Eich Mihen Shiyurtem means Kipshutem, which everyone, you're interested in eating right now. So that's a lot, that makes a lot of sense. Kokam, that I'm interested in eating this one right now, what's the difference that I'm going to Negev Min Shiva? I want to eat the one that I'm interested in eating now, that's the one that has Chavim. Really, that's the one I make a bracha on. But according to the rest of the Rishenim, come on, all the Rishenim, the Rosh, Ben Yerinu, Ashtarajba, the rest of the Rishenim that go now like this Rambam, Min Chavim means what's generally Chavim. What's the Seichel that you should make a bracha on the moon which is generally Chavim, can Negev the Min which I'm interested in eating now, and is the Min Shiva. Lechur, I'll be reshaping him, the headburn this is, in these two in Yonim are, as follows. That when you have two meanings, the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan is gone when you have two meanings that have the same bracha. The both prepe, let's say you have a zare, and you have an orange. You have an olive and you have an orange. There we have a Machlokes of Tzinas HaKamim, since you're only making one bracha. And through that bracha, you're popping up the second bracha, the second meaning, and you're not going to have to make a bracha. So the shaila is, which one should you make a bracha on to pater off the other one? The answer to that question is, whichever one is more chashiv. Like the Lashon of the Rashba, Rashba says, Dinahu the chashiv lifter shein yechashiv. The svara is, Dinahu, that if you have two things they have to make a bracha on, and you're making one bracha, and that's popping up the second thing, the mustaver is that you should make a bracha on the chashiv and pater off the yechashiv. That's what the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is. Which one is more chashiv? But if it's Ein Berachah Shein Shalvei, then Kliyam is maskim that since you're not making, in case when Ein Berachah Shein Shalvei, you're not using one to pater off the other one, you have to make two separate brachas. So maybe it doesn't pater Machlokes as well. It only passes when you have two things that you're using one bracha to pater off, whichever one is more chashiv, Dinu, the chashiv, is the Shein chashiv. For Kamba, I'm making two brachas anyhow. I have to make an eighth, and I have to make a Adama. So there's no need to make a bracha on the chashiv before the other one. What's the need to make a bracha on one before the other one? For Kamba has to make two brachas at the end of the day. So there's no minus in chashivus for Kamba. It's not a factor at all. And whichever one you should want to make a bracha on, you can make a bracha on whichever one you want first. I one is more chashiv than the other. Rosh of the Rashba is. Agdama b'chud milsa zutrasi. Just to be mocked in one to the next, that's a small task that we don't care about so much. When we're handling that you make one bracha that's going to pass through both of the things, there we have Machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Which one do you make it on? Which one is more chashiv that you have to make it on and pass off the other one? Dinu devar chal chashiv, lifter shein chashiv. When you have to make two brachas anyhow, there's no need to make a bracha on the chashiv first. You're not gaining anything by making a bracha on the chashiv first. It's not passing off the other one. There's no need to. There's no Machlokes at all. Lefi this, we can first say, so complete. That's why that answers up the first question. Why would Yehuda there's no mile of min shiva when it comes to Ein Berachah Shein Shalvei? Because the Torah says min shiva is a din in chashiva. Kol kama something which is a min shiva is a chashiva thing, chashiva min, and remember you should make a bracha on that to pass on the other one. When it's Ein Berachah Shein Shalvei, you're not using one bracha to pass on the other one. There's no mile to the min shiva b'chol. The fidus we can first say the chacham also. The chacham say that you're supposed to make a bracha on the chav. Which one is chavim? Say the Rishonim. Whichever one is generally more chavim to you. Shaila is, why is that? Why, what's the seichel? The Lamaisa right now, I don't want to make a bracha. I don't want to eat this one. I want to eat the other one. Just because it's generally more chashiv to me, therefore it has a ma'alot? The Torah says, yes. Kokam that the word is, we need the bracha on the more chashuv one, the pasuk the other one. The fact that punct my mood today, at this exact moment, is that I want to eat this one, even though generally I like the other one better. I want to eat my orange, even though generally I like apples better. That's not going to make the orange more chashuv. It'll make it that in this specific moment, in a chanami, I'm more interested in eating it. But if the whole thing is in dinin chashivus, so it's only chashuv if kokama that generally I want to eat this one, it makes the chashivus to the maichal. The fact that I want to eat it today, it makes the chashivus to today, punkt, I'm interested in eating this one more than that one. That doesn't give a chashivus betzim. Chashivus betzim is kokama generally, normally, when I have these two things in front of me, I always want this one more than that one. Say the chachamim, klapi the mevorech, which one is more chashiv? Very good that you have a min shiva which is chashiv. But klapi the mevorech, which in him is totally the bracha, which one is more chashiv? Generally by him, he likes one more than the other, that makes it more chashiv. Meila Chacham said, Kokama, we have one which is more chavis generally, that gives a chashivus to it. The fact that you like it today, the fact like the Rambam says, the fact that you're interested in today, that doesn't give a chashivus. It's not going to give a chashivus to Paul. It's still less chashiv, and it's ainu medin, that's ainu chashiv, shapat of the chashiv. It's only something which is chashiv all the time, generally. The Russian of the Russian is, echme, chavis tadir alav. Once it's chavis tadir alav, generally, you always want it. Yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, last week, 2 months ago, you always wanted this min, that makes it give it a chashivus. And Ramei Lo, Bidinu, that's the chashiv shepat of the inner chashiv.
Why is it telling
what then?
Why is
it telling
what the
Rashi said? The dinu and the chashiv, which is that's the whole plan, that's the svara. When you have two bracha, and they're both the same, two minim, and they're both the same bracha, the svara says you have to make a bracha on the chashiv and part of the inner chashiv. Now what makes it into chashiv? Say the chachamim, the fact that it's tadir chashiv to you, to the mevarek, that makes it give it a chashiv. It's a dinin chashiv. The fact that I want it now doesn't make it chashiv at all. It makes it chavah. But that's not going to make it that it's more chashiv that I should pass this to make a bracha on this and pass it off the other one. So what's the inyan that you have to make on one and pass off the other? What's the machlokes for that? What's the nekudas of machlokes? So magdir chashivus. Why does it? What do you mean chashivus? In other words, that's the verb. Magdir chashivus. Why do you need the chashiv? You need chashivus. So if you only need because it's misavah, that's the one that you want to eat now, then or what depends what's the chashivus. If the verb is that it's be'etim chashiv, then we need something which is chashiv. If the verb is be'etim that I want it now and therefore it's chashiv to me right now, that's not going to make it be'etim chashiv. Therefore, it's not going to help. Oh, there we go. That's another second. That the whole machlokes is when you get to which one is more chashiv. When you have two minim that have the same bracha, which one is more chashiv? If you the whole min shiva is more chashiv, and the chama holds chavis more chashiv. Kumtais, let's say you have two minim that are both ha'ei, and you don't have a min shiva. You have an apple and an orange. There's not going to be any machlokes. The whole shayla is when you have a min shiva, can I get a chavis? Which one has more of a chashiv? But if there is no min shiva, everybody's going to be masking that you're going to go bust to the chavis. Even if Yehuda's going to be masking that if you have an orange and an apple, whichever one is more chavis to you generally, that's when you're going to get bust on. As they stated in Rosh Mefurish, that even if Yehuda's going to be masking, the whole svar is, he just holds, this is more chavis than that. Min shiva is more chavis than chavis. Well, Kami, you don't have a min shiva, he's going to be masking that whichever one, you only have one more chavis. Chavis is chavis. But merely, we can bust on the chavis and pass it out of it. Well, the Fidus Hashbun, we have Reis Hashem. Like we just heard over here. In a case where we have Kumtais, that the whole machlokes is, when you have Bir Chaytei and Shavit, which one is considered more chashiv? But if it's Ein Bir Chaytei and Shavit, there, you're not using one bracha to pass off the second bracha. There's no mila to the fact that one is more chashiv than the other. What do I care? You're not using the one to pass off the other one. If so, how can the Rishonim all say that Rabbi Yehuda is masking to the Rabbanim by Ein Bir Chaytei and Shavit? They make a bracha on the chavis. Why should you have to make a bracha on the chavis? Kokam et ein bracha tein shavis. You're not using one to pass up the other one. Make a bracha, whichever one you want now. Whichever your mood strikes you that you're interested in eating now, make a bracha on that one. Why do you have to make a bracha on chavis? Chavis sounds like a specific chashiv in sense. Because it's chavis, therefore you have to make a bracha on it. According to what we're saying now, there's no inyan of chashivus b'chal. The whole inyan of chashivus is when you have two brachas that are the same, and you're using one min to pass off the other, you need the more chashiv to pass off the lesser chashiv. But when you have two minim that have different brachas, there's no minus to chashiv b'chal. So why do I need to make a bracha on the chavin as opposed to whichever one I want? I should be able to make a bracha on whichever one you want. So if you look at the Rosh Taka says it's the first. He says, "Afilu echad mehen chavin yochel levarach al hasheni." Given to sell the varach al hasheni achar achilas harishin, ein adiv is bechav mishum leshekin. That was that call. The Gemara says it's far. It says nearly that this is going to be true in a case where ein bechasein chavin. That Rehuda master that mevarach hazeh, mechayz mevarach hazeh, it means kibshutei, which mevarach whichever one you want first, then mevarach another one. There's no inyan of chashivim. So sheikhi zeh v'zeh klal. They have no shaykhs to one another. There's no inyan of one more chashiv than the other. Because you're not using one to pass the other. You can make a bracha whichever one you want first. Very nice. The problem is that if you look at the Divrei Chamudas there, the Bnei Yosef also brings down the list of Rishayim that all have that way. Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashba, the Smach, Rashba Shem and Haggai. And also, a whole list of Rishonim that go now like this Rosh. The Rosh is the Das Yochid, when you get to this Nisim. When you get to this Nekudah. And Rav Rishonim holds, by Ein Bechasei and Shavit, you have to make a bracha on whichever one is more chavav to you first. Shailas, what's the chash? Her, others can touch. For Kama, that I'm making two separate brachas, why should I have to make a bracha on the chavav first? So, Efshikim is all in the Pshad is, that in a Chanamah, Min Shiva, is the chashivas. But min shiva is the chashivas in the maichel. So a chashivas in the maichel, we say when you have two different things, two different mediums, and one is min shiva, we say to make a bracha on the maichel, which is min shiva. Yudah says, make a bracha on the maichel, which is a min shiva, because that's a more chashiva maichel, and a part of the maichel. However, the maila of chavim is not just a maila in the maichel already. It's not just the way that more longish, it's not just a maila in the chetzel. It's a maila in the gavra also. The maila, it's not just a maila in the maila. The maila is a more chashiva maila because it's chavim. It's a maila tapi the gavra. The gavra, the mevorech who's making the bracha, min shiva is not a maila tapi the mevorech b'chol. It's a maila in the food. It could be that you don't like this in b'chol. They put it on your plate, you can eat it. It's be'etem chashiv because the food is chashiv. But the chavim is not just chashiv because the food is a chashiv of food. It's a chashiv because clapping the mevorech is a more chashiv of food. The maila clapping in a case, you're right. When I'm handling two things that have the same bracha, and one is patering the other, there we can have a machlekes. There, which one is more chashuv the pater of the other one? Which maichel is the more chashuv a maichel the pater of the other one? Well, kolkama that ein bechasein shavit, then I don't care which maichel is the more chashuv a maichel. The whole nidin is patering the mevarch that's going now to make brachas. Which one should be mishaviyach hakadosh baruch hu first? Which min is better for mevarch to be mishaviyach hakadosh baruch hu first? On that we say, everybody's going to be masking that chavis. Papi the Mevorah, there is only one question, and that is chavis. Chavis is going to be masking. Yehuda is going to be masking, and it's not here, let's make a bracha on the chavis. Because Papi the Michael, there's no ma'at to the chashivas of the Michael. He's going to be masking, there's no adifas for him in Shiva. The whole ma'at that's going to be, but when Eber Chesein Shavis, is not in the Michael alone. It's only Papi the Mevorah. Papi the Mevorah, there's going to be a ma'at of chavis, that even Yehuda is going to be masking, that Mim Chavit is going to be honest, it's Roy Mishabeach HaGadosh Baruch Hu, clap in the Mevarach, which one should he make a bracha on first? Make a bracha on the one which is Chavit to you. That's the first Shlav of the Gemara. Behemshech, the Gemara brings down, Machlech Yisam Ha'ir, Reb Ami Virgitzik Nafcha. Plingi Bar Reb Ami Virgitzik Nafcha. Even though Ula said beforehand at the beginning of the Gemara, that the whole Machlech Yisim Yehuda and the Rabbana and the Zafka Bebrichat Ha'in Shavit, the Gemara brings down a few lines later that is really a topic of discussion. That's a point of contention between Reb Ami and Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad Omar, like Ulo, that the Machlokes is Nafcha Bebir Chesein Shavit. Chad Omar, no, even by Ein Bechir Chesein Shavit, we have the Machlokes of Yudim and Rabban. The Gemara tries to figure out exactly what the Machlokes is. Let's get the Machlokes. Check the Gemara. Bishlam on the Ma'adam of Bishlam Bebir Chesein Shavit, Machlokes, Shafir. The feed the Ma'adam that holds that the whole machlekes is after Birchas Tein Shavit. You have two minim that have the same bracha. Then we understand what the machlekes is. Since you have one which is pater the other one, the machlekes is which one is more chashiv that you should make a bracha on that one. Elul man da omer b'shein Birchas Tein Shavit pligi b'may pligi. From the feed of man da omer that holds b'shein Birchas Tein Shavit, there's a machlekes. So not get the machlekes. And there was the Gemara understood kibshutay that there's no inyan of machlekes. The whole inyan of chashivis is not an inyan in being makdim one to the next. The whole inyan of chashivus is being moiti one bracha with the other bracha. Moiti one min with the other min. Like we said before, the lashon of the Rashba is, he says, ושאין ברך הסיים שווה, שאין זה פויטר את זה, זה מה היא פליגי? וכאילו, הקטה ברכה זו לזו פליגי? Is there any far to say that the machlokes is in dini hakdama b'chal? The whole machlokes is dafka where one is popping the other, like Rashi says. But if you don't have one popping the other, then what get the machlokes to fall? That one should be maktim one bracha to the next, the chibi lakim bracha to the zup ligi, would that be the machlokes? And the prichod is here, tarachim on the Rashi, this bet the mahalach, on the Gemara, according to these rishonim. He says, what's the Gemara Shana? Because of Shemesh Adar. He says, what's the Gemara Shana? How can you tell me, the Fidaman Almar Bein Berchus Tein Shavit, that there's an Indian to be maxed in one min to the next min? The whole Shana is just one min patching up the other min. When you get that Dhamma, we don't see that one min has a mile on another min. How does it affect the Gemara? He says, what do you mean? Even according to the Manda Almar Berchus Tein Shavit, what do we say? The Fidaman Almar that says Berchus Tein Shavit Sligi, but when it's Ein Berchus Tein Shavit, then everybody agrees, what he's supposed to do? Make a bracha on the chavis. Supposed to make a bracha on the chavis first. That means, even by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit, according to the Madam, it's Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, but by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit, there is an Indian to be maxim one to the next. Everybody agrees that there is an Indian to be maxim one bracha to the next bracha. And everybody agrees, if you do the maxim the chavis to the Ein Berchus. So even if he's the Madam, it's Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, still he says that there's an Indian of Akadamma here. And by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit, you should be maxim one to the next. So what exactly is bothering the Maran with the Maran Dhamma in Berchus Tein Shavit? Are they, by the Maran Dhamma in Berchus Tein Shavit Sligi, what's the Machlokes? Is there a, could it possibly be that the Machlokes is going to be maxed in one bracha to the next? Yes, exactly what you just said before. And according to the Maran Dhamma in Berchus Tein Shavit Sligi, that everybody agrees that you should be maxed by in Berchus Tein Shavit, you should be maxed in one to the next, we'll say that that's the point of contention between Maran Dhamma in Berchus Tein Shavit. Behudin still holds and is not fair, you should make the Min Shiva. Be maxed in the Min Shiva. They're bun and holes. Of course they're mind on my Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, so everybody agrees he's supposed to be Maktim Mechavit by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit. Of course they're mind on my even Ein Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, that's the Machlokes. Should be Maktim Mechavit, or still agree with the Tzaddik, he says he'd be Maktim Mechavit. But maybe why is it any better if he's the mind on my Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi than mind on my Ein Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi? Blast the Pre-Chodesh by Yitzhar Achim, and maybe he learns like the Rosh. He learns this Gansan Sagi like the Rosh. This Vaitzayt, the Lefida Ma'ad Omer, Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit, you can make a bracha whichever one you want. There's no need of Asama B'chol. You make a bracha like the Rosh says, not like the Rav, but it's not the Ravina Yerim says. Rather like the Rosh that says, by Berchus Tein Ma'ad Omer, Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit, everybody agrees, they make a bracha whichever one you want. There's no need of Asama B'chol. Mela, the Mara Shver. That's why you're going to be Ma'ad Omer, Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi. So Lefida Ma'ad Omer, Ein Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, is there need of Asama B'chol? Lefi the rest of Rishon, we mamash of Shver. B'chayim, we already see Lefi the man of Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, that's the Inyan of Dhamma. So what Shver was the man of Berchus Tein Shavit? Efshar came in Zagin, it's the same you say that we said before him. Answer up these Rishon. We said before him that, why is it who the master by Berchus Tein Shavit? If there's no Indian, we of Chashivas Bakal, so why did Behuda agree to the man of Omar, to the Rabbanan, that should make a bracha on the Chavit? So we said, you're right. There's no Indian of Chashivas in the Maichel Alim. But if by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit is the Indian of Chashivas, clapping in the Mahar. Clapping in the Gavra, there is an Indian of Chashivas. And then Behuda is asking that there's an Indian of Chashivas, Adam that's clapping in the Maichel. You're not making using one Maichel to clap on the other Maichel, so there's no Indian of Chashivas. But clapping in the Mahar, there is an Indian of Chashivas, clapping in the Chavit. Now that Svara only applies, that Cheshbon only applies when we're handling Rabbi Yehuda being masked to the Rabbanon. We could say that Rabbi Yehuda will be masked to the Rabbanon and say that by Ein Berchus Tein Shavit will be masked that there's a Maila, even though there's no Maila in the Marachal, there's a Maila in the Mahar. But how could we say that there's going to be a Machlokes even Binagea to that? To say, by the Rechidah Ma'adam Rabbi Ein Berchus Tein Shavit Sligi, that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that he should have to make the Bracha on the Min Shivu? There is no svara for that b'chol. For come that there's no chashivas in the Maichel Alein, so then there's no svara to say that you should have to make a bracha on the Min Shiva first. The cheshbon that we said beforehand, the svara that we said that Yehuda is going to be maskim to the Rabbanan, that's just to say that since there's no chashivas in the Maichel, we'll be maskim to the Rabbanan, there's a chashivas stopping the Mavar. The Gemara is asking, that's only very good between the man of Omar and the Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi. By Ein Berchus Tein Shavit, you can say Yehuda is going to be maskim to the Rabbanan. Well, the Fidaman the Amar Bishr Ein Berchus Tein Shavit Pligi, so what's the svara to say that Yehuda is going to be chayav? There's no chashivas in the Maichel. In the Mavarik, Min Shiva is not considered a Maila in the Mavarik Mapal. It's only considered a Maila in the Maikhan. It's only considered a Chashivas in the Maikhan. It's not considered a Chashivas in the Mavarik. There's no Zohar. Chashila Hashem, Zulazu, Rabbati. In other words, the whole Shah of Mara was copy of Yehuda. We understood that there is an Indian of Hagdama, but that Indian of Hagdama only passes if it's Hagdama, it's a Chashivas in the Mavarik. But when it's a Chashivas in the Maikhan, it doesn't pass to say that there's going to be a Mahwaikis. That Yehuda is going to say that Min Shiva is other. Min Shiva is a Chashivas in the Michael. Probably the Michael, there is no Chashivas when the Rebbe Ein Mircha Sein Shavi. That was the Gemara of Shavi. The Gemara of Shavi was, if you don't remember Ein Mircha Sein Shavi is Pligi, there's no Svar to say that Yehuda is going to say that you should go off the Min Zayin. Of the Chashivas in the Michael, there is no Chashivas. Of the Mechshivas Mevarit, Min Zayin is not Chashivas in Mevarit. That was the Gemara of Shavi. What's the Gemara answer? If you look at the Rashi, the Rashi says, "Ahabile, enter the Gemara in Bilahatim, Bilahatim Bligi, she'ein ubedin she'yachtim nevara chalim she'ein achashim osnei achashim." No, the machlekes is in the chenavim in the Maichol. The machlekes is in the chashivas of the Maichol. Why? Ein ubedin she'yachtim nevara chalim she'ein achashim osnei achashim. It was the Chazar in the Gemara. You're right. It passes to al chashivas of the Maichol. When it gets to Hagdama, it passes to be maxim the Maichel which is more Chashiv to the Maichel which is any more, not more Chashiv, to the lesser Chashiv. Come to Esther see this, this is really only one Machlekes. There's both Machlekes, like Birch HaSein Shavis and Birch HaSein Shavis, but either Asper, all telling the same thing. See those Rishim. And that is, which one is more Chashiv? Yehuda holds Min Zayin is more Chashiv, Memela when Birch HaSein Shavis, make a bracha on the more Chashiv and pass the less Chashiv. But Ein Mircha Sein Shavit, make a bracha on the Min Zayin, and you're makdim it to the other bracha. So it's bedinu that you should make a bracha on the Min which is more chashiv before the lesser chashiv. The Rabbana on the other hand, they say no. Which Michael is more chashiv? The Michael which is chaviv, tadir chaviv. That's the one that's more chashiv. The Meila, the Mircha Sein Shavit, use that one to pass off the other one. But Ein Mircha Sein Shavit, use your makdim the chaviv to the inner chaviv. As they come to us, we see the Rashi. L'chera, we have a Ryan Ferentis from the Gemara, like the Zushim. Not like the Rosh. What do we say the Rosh said? We said the Rosh said, by Ein Mircha Sein, they will see the man Amr Mircha Sein Shavit Pligi. By Ein Mircha Sein Shavit, there's no Indian in Chashivus, and you make a bracha whichever one you want. L'chera, we have a Furish Gemara that says not that way. Gemara says, Nachman Testament Aleph, in the Maisa of Bar Kapara, the two Talmidim, that they had Shlokri and Pragyeh, they had these. We don't know exactly what the shadow, what exactly what it was. According to the Havamim in the Gemara, the Gemara thought, on one side, Malagli Savar, Shlokhi Brit Biyadamo, Pragye, Shafani Vidvar. Don't compare others. The Malagli held that the reason why he should have made a bracha on the Shlokhis first is because they were Hadam. As opposed to the Pragye, which are Shakum. The Mela, Bidin, you should make a Hadamah before you make a Shakal. The Adamah, they're all, no, they're both Shakal, so you can make whichever one you want first. We'll come to it, we see, from a Furish HaGemara that says, by Ein Mircha Sein Shavit, you make a bracha, there is a Mela Chashimah. You make a bracha on the Brevi Adamah before you make a bracha on the Shakal. Now, like the Rosh, how could the Rosh say, by Ein Mircha Sein Shavit, there's no Mela Chashimah? Furish HaGemara that says, there is a Mela Chashimah. Not only that, the Rosh himself brings down this Gemara. And he says, his Rosh is, Brit Biyadama the Chashiva mi Bercha Shako. You should make a bracha on the Brit Biyadama the Chashiva mi Bercha Shako. The fish is a rare taster. You make a bracha on the Adama first. It's more Chashiv. Why? Because it's more specific than the Shako. Shako is more Kilalas, and the Adama is more specific. But maybe you should make a bracha on the Adama first. So after the rush home that there's no Milo of Chashivas by Ein Mircha Sein Shavit, we have Adama and a Shako. Like Mara says, Adama comes first. So I'm thinking that maybe we could have said, I'll see what's the chiddush here. The sara is, we say, whichever one is more chashiv, whichever one is more mevur specific, that one comes first. The chiddush is sara, I would have said, ifchum is davar. Shakal is more chashiv of bracha. Shakal is kriwal, more medium than ha'ith, than adama. It's more chashiv because it's kriwal, more medium. Why because it's kriwal less, does that make it more chashiv? The chiddush is ifchum is davar. I'm in levush to see what he says. He handles this in Rishon Aleph. But Ba'atim Mitzvara, we should say, that the bracha which is kriwal more medium is the more chashar bracha. Kriwal more zachar. Like Birch the Muslim, pata is everything. Hamaisi, pata is the whole medium at the end of the day. Shaka, pata is everything. person, one has Rav Rava. So the thing to say that the whole mind of the Chassidus is like the Lashon of the Rush. Whichever one was Mavur, Shaka was Pishi, he Mavurer is Yoitzim. You're right, in a Hanami. Ba'etim al Chassidus al Tabracha, the Shaka is more Pashas. Mahadoma is more Mavur. It's more specific. The Mela, if I'm going to make a bracha on the Shahakal before I make a bracha on the Adama, then I'm going to get it to stop at bracha. Maybe I'm not going to be able to make a bracha on the Adama anymore. Therefore, the Adama has to come first. Not because the Etzim is a more Hashem a bracha. Rather, because if I'm going to make a bracha on the Shahakal first, I'm going to have a suffix of making a bracha on the Adama.
Why can't you stop the Adama to have the mind?
Sorry?
Why can't you
stop the Adama to have the mind to stop the Adama? You could, theoretically, 100% you could. The din is to make a bracha on the Adama first, because every time you have to have a Cheshbon to make a bracha, to have a kavana, not to patter it up. Since if I don't have that kavana, the sum of the most is I'm gonna patter it up. But Melech Chazal said, do it in a way that you're not gonna get any problem. But in a Chanami, you would be able to do that. But see that, in a Chanami, it's an exactly good thing. It's a din. When you have a dom and a shakal, make a bracha on the less, on the more mavur first, you don't get into problem. But that's not gonna have anything to do with, for the case, a chavivus of zayin minim in chavit. Over there, it's a zayin chashimim. Over, this is not a good terrace, because when it comes to Ha'et and Adama, the Rush says that Ha'et is not so much more chashim than Adama, and therefore you can make the Adama first. What do you mean? And again, it's the same problem. You make Adama first, and you're going to pass up your Ha'et. I don't mind that it's not a more chashim a bracha. It is a more chashim a bracha. Eba Zeh, we have Ekshmer, what's that in the Rush? The Chara, we see that there is a chashivus klapei Adama to make a Hadam before Shachal, because it's more Chashver Bracha. So how come by Inver Chesayim Shabbos, there is no Inir Chashivus to make on the Chavam? We see by Adam and Shachal, there is an Inir to make Chashivus on the more Chashver. So the Chor of the Shabbos is this, that in Hadam and Shachal, there, what's the Chashivus of the Bracha? Mitoi Chashivus Tei Kavale Bracha Lassu. Because it's more specific, since it's a more Chashver Min than a Shachal, Mamela Chazal Mor Kevei a special Bracha. Since it goes from the ground, it's not a shakal anymore. We're mafkiyat from the klal of shakal, and we give it a special bracha of Adama. Mafkiyat from the Adama, we give it a special bracha of Ha'ed. So the chashivus of this Michael is during that it changes the bracha. In such a case that we see the chashivus of Michael, the chashivus klapi the bracha alayim, there zikha the Rosh is mafkiyat. We see that the bracha, the chashivus of Michael is during by changing in the bracha. Klapi in yoni bracha, dine bracha, we see that the chashivus of the Michael changes the bracha. There, zikr, the chashivus of a maichal, when you have two maichals, you have one which is the Adama, one is the shakal, one no, should be maked in one to the next, we see the chashivus changes it, takes it out of the Adama, shakal, and gives it a din of Adama. There we see it's the chashivus papi the bracha, not a chashivus specifically in the maichal, the chashivus we see in the bracha alin. The bracha, the chashivus of the maichal is good that it changes the bracha, there we see that the bracha of Adama comes first. If the chashivus of the maichal changes it to the eighth, there we see that the eighth is going to come before the shakal. But when you have a chashivus in the maichal, it has no shaykhus in the bracha. You have zayin minim. The fact that the zayin minim doesn't change the bracha at all. All the zayin minim, except for yayin, they still blab ha'eit, or hadama. It doesn't change the bracha just because it's zayin minim. It's a zaytig chashivus on this maichal. It happens to be that zayin is the shtab chamer to show, so memela it has a chashivus. But we don't see anywhere that there's a chashivus klapi the bracha. Klapi the bracha is a more chashiv of bracha. I mean, on a Zion and on something else, we don't see that anywhere. The Michael is the more chashiv of Michael. But it doesn't change anything in the bracha. The Mila, if you have Ein Birchet Sein Shavai, and you have a Zion, and you have a Tznoim, you have a Eitan Adama, there is no Mila in the fact that it's a Min Shiva. Or no Mila in the fact that it's a Chavit. Chavit doesn't do anything to the Michael that changes the bracha. Mila, if you have two different Machalim, one's a Min Shiva, and one's a Min Chavit, so there the Rosh says, there's no need to make Machalim, there's no chashivas be'etzem over here, clapping the bracha, they should be Machalim one bracha for the next. When you have an eighth and a hadoma, or an eighth and a shahakal, hadoma and a shahakal, over there the chashivis of the maichal changes the bracha. It caused Chazal to give the maichal a new bracha. So we see the chashivis not just the chashivis in the maichal alayhi, zaytigi chashivis that it has, it happens to be a min shiva. It's a chashivis that Chazal changed the bracha because of the chashivis. Such a chashivis that changes the bracha, that's also a chashivis that's going to cause it to be maximum this bracha to the next bracha. They have the rush. When it comes to eighth and shakal, you're going to make that eighth first. Azah chashivus is a chashivus that's in maximum shakal. Vashenkin is zaytig chashivus, the chashivus of zayin minim, the chashivus of chavim, it's not a chashivus which is any gurim, any change in the bracha. In the chanami, there's no inim to be makdim one bracha to the next. And the rest of the fetus, the rest of the rishonim that holds, there is still an inim to be makdim the chavim. They all know, even in the zatir, that the chashivus is a chashivus. That's in the chalabin chashivus, the chashivus. It's more common that we see that by ha'eis and shachal, you're not in the choshev, So too, by Chavim and Enochavim, you can be making the Chavim on the Enochavim.